I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As a new year approaches, it is time to renew your West Virginia hunting and fishing license. We'll talk a little more about those license sales coming up in just a moment. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, and in 1. West Virginia's hunting and fishing license run on a calendar year. That means if you're one of those who buys them annually, well, it's time to re-up, especially if you're planning to hunt or fish in the month of January, because overnight, you can literally be illegal. Mike Ingram oversees the license division at the West Virginia DNR.
Our license sales availability of this began on the 15th for the sale of the hunting and fishing licenses for the 2011 year. Of course, they can get those three different ways. They can go online to the Go Wild sales, or they can go one of our point of sale agents, which have the computer type sales receipts, and the of course the traditional paper license sales. We still have several agents who are issuing those.
Now, the number of sportsmen who have a lifetime license is continuing to grow. But still, the annual sportsman's license, the old Class X, is the most popular among West Virginia hunters and fishermen.
Sportsman license is definitely the most popular for the residents. The non-residents, we don't have an option for as far as a sportsman.
But those out-of-state license buyers are actually the area where the license sales are growing in West Virginia each and every year. And that's going against a lot of national trends.
Well, West Virginia, we get a lot of non-residents sales as well. There's been a lot of... It's a very popular place, and, you know, just, you know, personally talking to some of the non-residents, you know, if they call in here, you know, I've myself been on the phone with them, and they really rave about, you know, West Virginia being, you know, it's a great place to come and hunt, a great place to fish. We sell a lot of non-resident licenses to the surrounding states. I even talked to a guy from, sold a license to a non-resident from Arizona. So, I mean, they come from all over the country.
And we've come a long way from the days of a button being pinned on your shirt as you're hunting or fishing license. Nowadays, a lot of it is over the Internet.
Between that and our computer sales with our agents out there, we've seen that steadily increase over the last couple of years to, it was at one time like 30% of our revenue just a few years ago to now it's approaching 70% of our revenue. So
whether you buy them over the counter at a licensed retailer or online or at one of the point of sale programs, you need to re-up your license for 2011 for West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.